Hallo, ihr Lieben. Heute ist der beste Tag deines Lebens. And now I will switch to English. So, very warmest welcome, Diana. Great that
Good
you're here. Well, it was you were on my list of interview guests for a few years, I guess. But now it finally worked, so that's really nice.
That's lovely.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for asking me.
And yeah, it's I always like also to do interviews in English because I don't have the chance so often. And it's you've been in this field of angelic realms and also channeling for decades. And
Yeah, over 40 years.
oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, it started when I came from a background that was totally left brain and business orientated. And I didn't have any spiritual background, no psychic understanding, and I was at rock bottom. I was in despair. I was getting divorced. It was just blackness ahead. And I sat on a chair and said, "If there's anything out there, show me." And an angel came in.
Wow, that
I know. I knew it was an angel. I might not have any religious background, but I knew it was an angel. And it held out its hand, took me out of my body and on a journey round the universe and showed me my future. I was standing on a platform talking to all these people with rainbow-colored auras over their heads and brought me back. And then I had to decide what to do with this information. And I trained to be a hypnotherapist. I left my husband. I set up in practice as a hypnotherapist. And I was aware of angels around, but I didn't talk to them. And then 10 years after the first visit, I was in the bath and I was asking for guidance for classes that I ran, and the angels came back. Three angels came in and they said, "We want you to tell people about angels." And I said, "No way, no way, I'm not doing that." And they said words that have stayed with me ever since. "Who is doing your work? Is it your ego or your higher self?" And I said, "Of course, I'll do it." And I got out of the bath and sat on the bed, and three angels stood in front of me and gave me lots of information about the angels to put in my next book, which was New Light on Angels. And so that was how it started. And I've worked with them and for them ever since.
That's a beautiful story. So, to go back to your first experience or your first meeting with an angel, it was just you didn't have any experience like this before.
No, nothing whatsoever.
Oh, wow. So you basically went from 0 to 100%.
My first foot on the rung, and it was a long, long journey from then on. Yes, because I had to let go of my understandings. I was very third dimensional. I had to open up and move into a completely different way of thinking, being, in order to do the work I do now, which is totally different.
And when you saw the angel first, did you see him or her or it with your physical eyes, or did you see it with other eyes?
I saw it with both. It's really hard to describe. It was there in front of me, and I could see it with my third eye. I could see it there, but that was just for a second. And then it took me on the journey.
Yeah, very beautiful.
It was extraordinary when I think of it. Yeah.
And do you still have those meetings
With the
with
angel.
yeah?
Oh, yes. I work with Archangel Metatron. Archangel Michael, and a whole raft of angels. But I also work with my guide, Kimikar, and he is not from this universe, and he's awesome. He's just simply awesome. I mean, this, he works on the topaz ray. Can you see it? It's beautiful, beautiful color. That's his frequency.
Ah, very beautiful.
So I connect with him, and I work with him on my books. And so the latest book that's just come out is The Golden Future. And this is all of, oh, and the cards have just come out today. And these cards, they're actually awesome. They are so bright and shining, and they absolutely reflect the glorious age we're moving into. Because, as you know, 2012 marked the end of a 260,000-year cosmic era, the era of Atlantis. And then we were given 20 years. When I say we, each individual, the planet, the universe, and all the universes were given 20 years to move up to a higher dimension. We had to move because we were behindhand. We had to move from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, a double dimensional shift, something never heard of before throughout the universes. And this is why we're receiving so much help now as a planet and as individuals to make this leap. At the time, so momentous, because we're marking the end of an era and the beginning of something totally new. And it was so momentous that Source gave permission for anyone who'd ever incarnated who had karma left over that they hadn't dealt with, or family karma, genetic karma, country karma, all the karma, they could come in now to try to clear it before 2032. This is why there are so many people on the planet. There's never been 6 billion people here on our planet before. And they're all, or many of them, are trying to complete karma. And there are billions of souls also who are coming in to help with the shift into the higher dimensions. So it's a massive opportunity for ascension for everybody on the planet. And this is why this period of time is so important. Throughout this period, we are starting to see the new coming in. But first, we've had to clear out the old paradigm. It's a little bit like, have you ever had a new kitchen in your house?
Sure.
Okay, if you've had a new kitchen, you have to live through, you order the new kitchen, you can see it. Wow, fantastic. You know what's happening. But then the builders come in and they knock down all the cupboards. This time we're extending the kitchen too. So there's huge amount of chaos. Everything that's got stuck behind the cupboards that you've forgotten about is coming out to be seen. So there's all sorts of rubbish coming to the surface, all sorts of revelations. And this, of course, is what's happening now and still. And we are about to see the putting in of the new. At the moment, we're at that point of saying, oh my goodness me, why did I choose to be here? Why did I choose a new kitchen? And at that point, you have to hold the vision of the golden future. This is one of the reasons I wrote the Golden Future book, because it tells us about the vision, what we can look forward to, so that we can hold that vision. We're asked to give no energy to the old rubbish that's being cleared out.
Yeah, just right, right. Don't
think about it. You agree? Good.
Yeah,
no. Just no energy.
That means basically this time, now we have 2024 to 2032, is the time where the old will step by step leave.
It'll finally clear.
Coming in, and the process will be completed in 2032.
The 2032 marks the beginning of the new. Mm-hmm. And so people have to be fifth dimensional or at the upper levels of the fourth dimension with their hearts open in order to remain on Earth for the new era that's coming in. Anyone who is not in that frequency will not want to be here. They won't want to live in a fifth dimensional world. They'll want to continue their drama. And so they won't remain on Earth. Their souls will go on a different journey. But
so do you also see it like this, that the worlds will split? That we will have, like, you know, the ones who continue to live in drama, in pain and suffering, and the other ones who go on a higher dimension, and it will then... both worlds will exist at the same time, at the same place, but in different frequencies?
Yes, and at the same time, many will choose to continue their onward journey going back to their home planet or whatever. But mm-hmm. there will definitely be the two frequencies. Those that want to remain with Earth at the fifth dimensional frequency, and those that don't will split away to a different plane.
Yes.
And our task is to bring as many people up into the fifth dimension as possible, so that as many people as possible move forward. But we don't do that by jumping down to their level. We do it by holding the frequency and letting them see the glory of what lies ahead and bring them to that frequency.
Yes. And what is the reason why many people are leaving now, the planet, their bodies?
There are two reasons. One is because they don't want to continue with the experiment. And the other is that they feel that they can help more from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a job on the other realms, where they can assist more. There are many, many mighty, mighty beings helping with Earth at the moment. It's almost unbelievable how much help we've attracted and what's going on.
Yeah.
And we ask for it all the time. We have to
ask. Say again, what did you say?
We have to ask. We've all heard you angels around you, but you have to ask for the help. But it's the same with all of the things that are going on. The more we ask, the more they can give us.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the Intergalactic Council every day to make petitions for Earth, to help Earth move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making a difference. There
Mm-hmm.
are so many things that are now coming in that were not available. And I'm not the only one. There are thousands of people making petitions to help the planet. And just for example, the astral realms, the emotional realms where all the dark energy has been around Earth, on New Year's Eve, friend and I were asked to close the gates. And we had to get in there fast to close the gates to the astral realm so that dark energies can no longer feed into the planet and affect people. Those gates are sealed. Dark energy from outside can't come in. We still deal with what's inside.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the source flame of truth, of divine truth, was placed at the gates of heaven. Now, I asked, was that, do you mean in the seventh dimension? They said, no. At the gates of heaven, and that meant that all the people that had passed over, especially during COVID, and felt that they'd been cheated and been told untruths by the governments and by people, they hadn't passed because they were angry when they learnt the truth. Now the flame of source truth stands at the gates of heaven and is enabling them to look up and see it and pass over. clearing the astral realms. We've asked the Intergalactic Council to send millions of angels into the astral realms to help all the stuck souls pass over. And this is also now starting to happen. When the astral realms are cleared, all that negative energy around Earth will be cleared. We also have now established, through asking the Intergalactic Council, making petitions for the pure white flame of Atlantis to be placed over the whole planet. Now, when we asked for this, it was such a huge task and affected the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the Intergalactic Council. Master Marco, who is in charge of the whole of the intergalactic area, he had to go to every council of all the planets and stars and ask for permission for this to happen. This was granted, and now the pure white flame of Atlantis, which is the most powerful way of purifying any lower energy, is round our planet for 10,000 miles. It's about 16,000 kilometers. It is filling the aura of Earth so that nothing can actually influence, get through our aura and harm Earth anymore. It's also lighting Earth up from inside and going into all the dark places on the planet to help people so that they aren't so affected by negative energy. Well, this started last October, mm-hmm. when I was in Portugal and I did an event and that we all petitioned for these things. Now they are established, but we still have to ask daily for the flame of Atlantis to hold the planet and clear the energy. But that's increasing. And the frequency of people and the planet has gone up in an extraordinary way, even in the last 2 months. I think everybody can feel how the frequency is rising. I don't watch the news myself, but I hear things and I understand that all sorts of things are changing, and the world is feeling the difference. And every one of us can make a difference.
Yes.
Because the future we're moving into is going to be so very different. I mean, currently, everybody is protesting. Children are refusing to go to school because the system has been created by politicians for their own ego benefits. Huge, great schools. It's not what children need.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are taking it into their hands and refusing to go to school. What a shift that's making. The new children are coming in with their 12 strands of DNA intact in their bodies. They need peace and calm to get those activated. They have extraordinary gifts and powers that they're bringing in with them. But we need to give them the opportunity to make the connections in their brains in order to bring them forward to help the planet. So the children that are coming in, we often call them neurodiverse. Do you know what I mean? The neural pathways are configured differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we think that they are different. And they are coming in now, ready configured, with their brains configured for the new age. We are moving to a time when we will have crystalline bodies and crystalline brains. Now, a crystalline body does not mean it's hard like a crystal. It means that it has the qualities of a crystal.
Mm-hmm.
So the crystalline brain will be, it's like a computer. Every person will have their own individual seventh dimensional high frequency computer. And so if you and I want to communicate, we just telepathically communicate through our crystalline brains. If we want to talk to a whole group of people, they all just connect. We also connect out into the planets and stars, and we're downloading the new spiritual technology, the new technology that brings in free power, free, there will be just total free ecological power for the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will be able to access it. But of course, if they gave that to us now, we would misuse it. And so we have to wait till enough people tip into the fifth dimension so that we can access it.
Mm-hmm. And you mean with the change, you know, the change of body, which you described, will this also happen in this period until 2032?
Already happening.
Mm-hmm.
I've already been talking about it and doing workshops. I did one workshop to bring in the crystalline brain and the crystalline body and the steps that we need to do to create it for ourselves, because we will no longer have right and left brain. For 10,000 years since the fall of Atlantis, we have been left brain. Now, with left brain comes conflict, striving, trying to be better than, competitive, often nasty, down-putting. All of those are left brain activities. With the right brain, you see the oneness.
Mm-hmm.
You see joy and bliss and happiness. You see everybody working together for the highest good. That's right brain. So right now, our first step is balancing the right and left brain. Almost everybody is still left brain. And we need to balance this. And as soon as we do that, and we do that by resting, relaxing, doing creative things, listening to audio books that are right brain, that are light, that don't make you think. As soon as you're thinking, you're going into your left brain. So the first step is to get it all into balance. One of the things about the left brain, as soon as that comes in, you see people as individuals. You no longer see them as a connected whole of love.
Mm-hmm.
You start to see the separation. And so when it's in balance, then you start to see the good in people. When the crystalline brain comes in, then that is totally a computer, and you have separately a crystalline heart. And your crystalline heart is seventh dimensional, full of love. And so everything that you need to connect with comes from your computer, and everything that you're connecting with humanity and the animals is the total harmlessness of love. And so that's what people are moving into. Now, in the communities, then people will all, everything will be much smaller. So everything is local and like local food grown, local self-governing communities. We're not going to have these great masses. In fact, it should start in April, where things like Texas starting to break away as a separate state. And that is going to be followed throughout the world as states start to take their own responsibility for themselves.
Okay, so you see that in April, we will see in the physical, I mean, visible world, we will see already or experience the system breaking down, right?
Currently, that is the forecast. The thing about making forecasts is we have free will. So the timing isn't always 100%, but as I understand it, astrologically and in every way, April will be the time when this starts and we will really start to see it. We know that the communities are just going to be so different because people are heart-centered and they're fifth dimensional. Everybody only wants to do what's for the highest good in the community. I mean, if everybody wants to do what's for the highest good, then life is joyful, happy, connected. If you see some people playing a game or singing together in the park, in our current consciousness, we think, oh, I'm not good enough, or they wouldn't want me to join in. In the new consciousness, we will feel totally welcome and confident to join in. And they, in the group, will be open-heartedly connecting with us to join in. So everything is about oneness, connectedness, and happiness. And so it's going to be a much gentler, calmer, happier, contented way.
Mm.
At the moment, a great deal of energy is expended on working, doing a job to earn money. But after 2032, the banks will have collapsed, the whole economic system will have been swept away in the rising consciousness, and so then there will be no money. There will just be exchange and sharing and giving things away, because people know they have abundance consciousness. They know that whatever they give away, their needs will be met. This abundance consciousness is already starting to come in. And people often give me little stories that they've had. They've in the new golden age, if you think, I need to go to see my friend, the minute you think that, you open the front door and a transport is waiting to take you, because your thoughts have called it in. If you want a banquet for your friends, it appears for you because you called it in. We will just be manifesting with our thoughts all the time. This is another reason we have to have fifth dimensional thoughts, because we need to make sure that everything we manifest is for the highest good. There will be abundant, pure food and water. When I was preparing to do the big seminar in October last year, they said the most important thing for our planet is pure water, pure soil, and pure air. We are so polluted. And El Moira has taken this task for the Intergalactic Council. And many, many years ago, elementals, very tiny elementals, were sent for, and they come in and they can consume plastics and oil in our oceans. They can also go into our physical bodies. However, we have to be ready to allow this. And mm-hmm. we are now starting to petition for more to come to Earth to clear the pollution in the waters. There are also certain elementals and other beings that can clear the waters. I think we know that, for example, water dragons, they leave Christ light wherever they go. So when they flow through the waters, they raise the frequency and leave Christ light there, which automatically starts to consume the toxins.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be calling in more and more of them to help clear the energies. And it's the same with air. There are many beings that can clear and consume the pollution in the air. In fact, I'm actually receiving information now about who exactly can come in and help clear the soil, the air, and the water. And we will be starting to call those in because there's so much help available and once we've asked for it. So I'm going to be putting that out next month in a workshop and helping people to call in. That's both planetary service and personal, because the same beings can clear our own physical bodies. And it's only when we clear the toxins from our cells that our cells can have a big cellular upgrade and take in more light. So it's an opportunity for more light to come into us at a higher frequency. Sorry, that's my dog in the background. One of them anyway, let's hope the other doesn't start. She's seen a squirrel or something. No, it would have been much louder if it was a squirrel in the garden. Yes, so we are being given so many opportunities now to shift things and raise our own frequency to bring in the new energies and build our crystalline bodies, which are totally healthy. Archangel Raphael is working with anybody who asks on a daily basis to build their fifth dimensional health blueprint. All you have to do is consistently ask, and bit by bit, he builds it for you at the rate that you can cope with. And then when everybody has a fifth dimensional health blueprint in, then, and they take responsibility for their health, then we will all be much healthier. It will ensure we don't let in viruses. Starter, because it's fifth dimensional. Viruses are third dimensional. So we will just be able to stand firm and clear in the face of whatever comes to us.
I have one question for you. So, I mean, if you work with angels and you ask the angels for help in certain areas, but on another level, we are also divine creators.
Absolutely.
And we can also manifest and change and shift things. So yes. How do you personally do it? Because of course we have different spiritual techniques or different spiritual philosophies, and there are those people who say you need to go into your strengths, into your spiritual power, into your true self, into your divine self, and then manifest the yes. golden age for yourself, for the world. And then there are others who say, go to the angels, ask them for support. How do you personally approach?
I would say both. One, we are totally responsible for everything that we create in our lives. Everything. You know, if somebody bumps into the back of your car, you don't say at the fifth dimensional, you don't say it was their fault. You say, what energy was I sending out that they bumped into me? And you look at yourself and change something in yourself. Mm-hmm. So there's total responsibility. And at the same time, there is a great deal of support coming. The angels are always there wanting you to help, wanting you to ask them to help. Now, if I hear something about conflict anywhere in the world, I will always send dragons in to clear the lower energies, angels in to help the people and hold the energy, and the unicorns in to pour in high frequency light and hold the vision of the highest possible outcome. And that helps that situation. And you can do it for yourself.
Yes, yes. Just to have a to mention a picture which I just got, because I always I know that, of course, no, we have people on different consciousness levels. We have people who are, let's say, open for the new golden age, but they are still very much thinking in the old way. Mm-hmm. And then, or people who are skeptic if angels exist and so, and then one skeptical question could be, well, I mean, that sounds very nice, but did it help in Ukraine, where, like, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people died and where there's like a massive massive war going on with lots of pain and so on. So why didn't it work there? You know, this is what Skeps say. Okay.
There are different things here. Your soul chooses exactly the experiences you need for your growth. An angel can help you in many ways, but if your soul has commanded that you have a difficult time in a war, then your angel has to step aside and allow that to happen, because that's your soul growth, your soul learning. People sometimes say, well, where was her guardian angel when my child died? And the answer is, it was your child's time to die. That was what their soul contract was, and their guardian angel was holding their hand and helping them to pass over. So the angels are always there to help, but they cannot contravene the dictates of your higher self, your soul.
Yeah. So if we see it from a higher perspective, then we have the soul's plan, and the soul's plan manifests in ways that we often on a material level cannot understand.
That's right.
But it's all kinds of experiences, appointments between souls, and and that also has, yeah, let's say, a reason, but we don't always, of course, on a physical level, we don't always understand.
For example, and right now it's end times, and so everything, all the karma has to be repaid, and if that's the way it's repaid, then that's their choice as a soul. That might give them a huge, huge opportunity to repay a whole lot of karma, help them to complete for this in this universe, never mind about on Earth. Now, this is a big, big time of incarnation.
What is your advice to people who are in a very difficult or very painful situation, and they know that there's somehow a way, but they are in such a low energy because of pain, because of fears, because of very it's bad hard circumstances like wars. So what is your advice for people who are in very difficult situations?
Well, remember, they are going through an initiation. An initiation is a difficult challenge, and there can be many, from divorce to illness to millions of things, conflict. It's a difficult challenge, and when you come out at the other end, then you will be at a much higher frequency. And so that is why your soul has undertaken that initiation. And the ways to handle it are to surrender and to focus on what you do want. In other words, use your powers to manifest what is for the highest good. And that's how we get through it. I mean, I was been very lucky. I've had cancer twice, and each time I knew it was an initiation. I knew that my soul had chosen it. I mean, masses and masses of people are having cancer now, and it's another way of clearing energy. It's a service for many people. If you pass over with cancer and you've taken on a huge amount of negativity from the planet, you pass over with it and clear it for the planet. And that is a huge service work and helps many people with their spiritual growth at the next stage of their existence. But I had it twice. One time I had agreed to clear a whole lot of black magic from Atlantis, and I went, they asked, when I was going through it, they said to me, do you want to stay or go? And I said, it was actually quite tempting to go, but they said, I said, well, first of all, I want to check that my dogs and my grandchildren will be all right. And they came back and they said, yes. And so I said, well, in that case, I don't mind, whatever's for the highest good. And so I came through the next operation, and that was fine. And I started on a new journey. I moved house. I started on different type of work. still spiritual work, of course, still with the angels, but different type of work. And then I had it again. And this time I was clearing a lot of the shock from the fall of Atlantis. And I was doing that through my body. So people, when they have cancer, just look and see what it is that you're actually physically offering. And I was taking that through my physical body. And then when that was taken out, again, I just felt this joy, this incredible wonder. I know my son-in-law came to stay with, and the family was taking turns to come and look after me. He took me into hospital and he stayed the night before. And he said, I can't understand it. The whole house is full of this incredible joy and peace. And I said, well, that's just how I'm feeling. My inner son is just radiating. Because I knew that whatever the outcome, it was all for the highest good. And that's what people are going through difficult times for, to strengthen themselves, to learn something, to move through an initiation or something else. So hold your energy. Absolutely trust that you're going to come out of it to something better.
Now that's very beautiful how you describe it. So it's always, so no matter in which difficult situations we might be, it's always good to stay connected to the spirit, connect with the angels, and to also let go and trust. Like you told us, you were totally open to whatever would happen would be perfect. You stopped fighting.
You don't fight it. You know, do what you need to do, of course. But just trust. I know it's very hard to hear this, but quite often I talk to people who've got cancer or something else, or they've been told they haven't got long to live. And sometimes they say, that's really helped to know that. And I know, actually it was last week, I was contacted by a friend who knew somebody who had just been given 2 weeks to live, and she'd got two small children. And I talked to my guide on her behalf, and he said, she has done what she came to do. This was her sole choice. When her children chose to incarnate with her as a mother, they knew that this was going to happen, and they will be all right. It will not scar them. They will actually accept it because they're very high frequency souls. And although they'll grieve, it's very, very hard. They will come out of it all right, because at that deep level, they understand.
Yeah, so it's always important to look at the higher level, to look at the soul's level.
Absolutely.
It's like, I always say, it's a little bit like if you watch a movie, you know? So the movie is just the surface, but everything behind, which we don't see, like the script, the actors, everything, the whole... the efforts to create that, the money which is involved, and so on. There's so much more. What we see in this 1.5 hour movie is a little part of the whole picture.
And absolutely.
It's the same in our lives.
Yeah.
We see on this physical, day conscious level is such a small part of who we are. And
absolutely right. Yes. And the fact that we have been able to incarnate now in this 20-year period is extraordinary. It's amazing. And it doesn't mean to say it's easy, because anybody who, as we're going through the collapsing of the economies, the collapsing of hospitals, the collapsing of education systems, everything, the part of the old paradigm has got to go. And we have to live through it. It's like living through that kitchen being destroyed. We have to live through that, holding the vision of where we're going for the whole planet, so that everybody will be able to move into the new. And so it's not easy, but it's a huge piece of work and so important for the progress of our souls to be allowed to be here right now through this time and to build the new and to see that what's coming in is so much better. Mm-hmm. We've had, for example, we've had to have allopathic medicine because people had brought have so much karma to clear, they couldn't cope with it with the natural methods of balancing and herbs. But when it's all gone, then we'll go back and we'll be able to just balance our bodies again. We'll be at a much higher frequency. We won't need hospitals. There will be small local healing centers where you can go to be rebalanced so mm-hmm. that your life continues, as there were in Atlantis and as there will be again. Because people often talk about Atlantis as being the ideal. And of course, it was an amazing time, the 1500 years of the golden era. But that was a fifth dimensional era built on a third dimensional planet. We are moving into a fifth dimensional era built on a fifth dimensional planet. Wow. We are going to go way beyond anything that they achieved in Atlantis. You know, the technology will be extraordinary. We won't have this AI that they've got at the moment. You can't actually get hold of anybody, any company, because you have to go through a mechanical voice. This is third dimensional stuff. And when that passes, we will have the ability to use robots to serve us in a way that isn't happening now. But they will be available to serve.
I mean,
every time you ask a question,
also very clear. If you look about if you look on the mechanistic way of seeing life, which was developed maybe, I don't know, 200 years ago or so, this to see life and see bodies as machines, to only see what you can physically see, experience, and maybe scientifically prove, that is, the total turn away from everything which is spiritual. It's like a negotiation, to really say there's nothing, nothing exists, no spirit, no soul, no God, only the machines, and this is all the systems we see here, they are a result of that mechanistic way of seeing things, which is like totally untrue because it's not the reality.
And absolutely.
So this old systems, they have to leave because they are built on false information. So they have to leave.
Everything third dimensional will have to leave. And that all that stuff that's being that we're being inundated with at the moment is just part of the old paradigm. And so it helps us to see just how appalling it has been and how we're moving into something so much warmer, heart-centered, connected. The new age will be just beyond, after 2050, life will be beyond our wildest imaginings. We will just have absolutely no idea what it will be like.
Yeah, that sounds very, very nice. And we feel the energy already spreading and getting bigger and higher.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an amazing time that we are able to live in.
We are just so blessed to be here now. It's quite extraordinary.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for sharing all your beautiful insights with us and to help us reconnect with the angels, with spirit, and to remember that we are not alone and that we don't have to live our lives alone, that we always have that support and we can simply call for them and ask them for help.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Oh. I just opened it to pick a card and see these are my new deck that's come out today. Okay, what we've got is the 12 chakras. And so this is follow your ascension path. Mm-hmm. You can have it as picking a card a day for a journey, or of course you can read them. And so they're all full of color, of energy, that it's quite extraordinary. And every one, look at this one. This is the very first one that was done. Here we are, it's just opening. Health and healing. Tune into your divine blueprint. And this is people receiving the new way of doing things and accepting that energy. The cards are awesome, I have to say. They were illustrated by Daniel, Space Before Thought, and he's extraordinary.
Ah, beautiful.
Look, I've just opened it again, and this time it's robots. Set yourself free with wisdom. Now, robots are intended to set you free, and that's what they will do in the golden future.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. AI Lark.
Thank you so much for sharing all of this.
That's okay. It's lovely to talk to you.
So we will put all the information about you and what you have to offer. We will put below this this movie or this talk. And also, wir werden auch eine Anleitung darunter setzen, wie ihr Untertitel auf YouTube kreieren könnt. Das ist also auch noch ganz wichtig für diejenigen, die vielleicht dem Englisch nicht so folgen konnten. Die Anleitung findet ihr unter diesem Beitrag. Und ja, thank you so much for your being and all the wisdom that you bring to this planet and all the light work you do to help heal the planet and the energies.
Thank you. Bless you for all your work too.
Thank you. So all the best. Have a beautiful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.